Hey there, this is Lincoln Parks, and welcome to episode 9 of the Geek Speak podcast. On today's podcast, we are specifically talking about marketing automation for small business owners. Now, if you're a small business owner and you're listening to this podcast and you're trying to figure out what exactly is marketing automation, well, we're gonna walk through a couple different areas of marketing automation, from email to social to a lot of tools and resources that you can use as a business owner to get you to the step of actually not taking up so much time, but making sure that you have a goal, making sure that you have resources to be able to automate some of the mundane tasks that could have been taking up your time. So this podcast is going to be a really, really interesting podcast. I hope you guys focus in on this and really take some notes on some of the tools and some of the resources that we talk about, because this can help you and help your business effectively automate tasks that you might have had to either do yourself or have someone do that may not be as effective as the tool. This is not taken away from individuals, and this is not taking away individuals' jobs. What this is doing is helping you to streamline your marketing effectively. So I hope you guys are excited for this podcast. I know that I am, and I know that Jill is. So welcome to Geek Speak Podcast, episode 9. We are live. Geek Speak.
Yep.
We're back. Yeah. After
Thanksgiving hiatus.
Thanksgiving. Oh, man. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Although, you know, and this is live. So, you know, we went to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife's family is from South Carolina. And I didn't want to go.
Oh.
Yeah. But I had a great time.
Oh, good.
You know,
It's okay, no one wants to go to South Carolina.
But you know what? We ate a lot. I probably put on like 10 pounds. I shouldn't have eaten so much. And, but hey, it was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We were off. We gave you guys a break this time.
Yep.
So you didn't have to worry about it.
Nope.
So how about you? I mean, what'd you guys do?
First Thanksgiving without my grandmother. So
yeah, that's tough.
Had Thanksgiving at my parents' house. That was the first.
Tough. Yeah.
Very proud of my nephew. He's 7. He's now decided to explore new food.
Okay.
So he tried turkey for the first time, liked it. Tried dressing, liked it.
Nice.
I don't think we sold him on sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Yeah, I mean, sweet potatoes, oh my God. I love sweet potatoes.
I think that was what I ate the most of. Just piled of it.
Well, you know, it was Thanksgiving. We had a good time, a lot of food, but we missed you guys. We missed being on Geek Speak. You know, I was kind of bummed out. I was like, no Geek Speak this week.
That's okay.
But you know, it's all right. Everybody needs a break, right?
Right.
So cool to be back on Geek Speak this week. We're gonna be talking about marketing automation.
Right.
Now that's a big topic.
Yeah.
Marketing automation. You talk about when there are a couple different categories. Mm-hmm. You have marketing automation from a CRM perspective. You have marketing automation on your website, marketing automation from email,
mm-hmm.
and social marketing automation.
This is becoming a big thing in social right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're gonna talk a little bit through that, share some experiences with you guys, and then I also want to share with the audience a scenario that I actually have working right now for this thing. It would be good. You guys can't see this if you're on the podcast, but it would be really good if I took the gum out of my mouth.
Oh, well.
That
I didn't know you had any.
Okay. Well, I was doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
But it's very uncomfortable speaking with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go off camera for a second.
Okay.
And do that. Okay. And we're back. And we're back. I like that music. That was pretty cool.
That was our whole music.
That was our whole music. I like that.
Please
like that.
Please don't sue us, Jeopardy.
No. But you can ask questions.
I I can.
Yeah.
What is Don't Sue Us,
Jeopardy? Yeah, don't, Jeopardy, don't do it. What's his name? Alex Trebek, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, please.
I can be Trebek.
Don't do it.
Yes, it's real. It's some people on podcasts. I have a mustache tattooed on my finger. Not one of my best ideas.
This is pretty cool. Look at that.
Not one of my best ideas, it's there.
That is the Alex Trebek mustache. We got to go. We got everything here on Geek Speak.
My fucking mustache.
I like it, Jill.
Thanks.
That's pretty cool.
I am a geek.
Hey, that's what Geek Speak is all about, right? That's what it's all about. So, we're here to talk about marketing automation. I want to jump in real quick, and I wanted to talk a little bit about CRM automation. Mm-hmm. So, if you guys don't know, CRM's customer relationship management.
Right.
It's a database, and a lot of these databases now are online. So, if you're running a business and you don't have a CRM, it'd be a good idea to get a CRM.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you want to know your leads that are coming in.
Right.
You want to stay in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to know what stage they're in the platform.
Right.
So all of this stuff, you want to automate it. So, you know, a tool that I had up here for marketing automation, there's three of them that I had up here for marketing automation. One is HubSpot. So you guys go and look at HubSpot. It's HubSpot.com. That's a CRM. Actually, their CRM is free.
Yeah.
They have a free CRM tool. It's pretty cool. We use HubSpot. Love HubSpot. It's a great, great automation software. Great to be able to keep your customers in their database.
Right.
Then another CRM is Infusionsoft. Another great software. Really good. Have you dealt with Infusionsoft before?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Infusionsoft is really good. I mean, another tool that you could use. It ties in your email marketing. So what happens? Another one is Marketo. That's for, like, Jill, you don't have to go up. It's fine. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, I might be hitting Jill in the head or something, but no, I won't do that. Your husband's right there. He might beat me down. So we got, you know, we have HubSpot, Infusionsoft, Marketo. Marketo is used for big companies, bigger companies. It's a more expensive tool, product, a lot of automation. Small businesses can use it too. But what it does, this is what the CRM automation does. If somebody is on, you can create forms in these tools where you can put them on your website. Or if you have a lead, somebody comes to your website, it drops them into your CRM, has all their contact information.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could then segment these people as if they're a cold lead, if they're a hot lead, if they're a warm lead or whatever. You could put them in different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have automated emails go out based on which stage they're in the platform, along your life cycle.
Mm-hmm. Like we've said before, you're always open online. When you have an online website, you're always open.
That's right.
And so you need to have a way when you aren't actively online to be able to track what's happening with your potential customers or even your, you know, current customers.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's always great to be able to know if you're tracking them. Right now, if you guys, and I know there may be a ton of you right now, and don't feel bad. If you don't have a CRM, it's fine. Start off with something free like HubSpot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just jump in, go to HubSpot.com, jump in, sign up for free, and then now you can start putting all of your customers in HubSpot, because that allows you, that it keeps them top of mind for you. If you're going in and you're looking at your sales cycle and you want to know, okay, what's going on, then that's a great, great tool to just jump in on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's CRM automation. While our phone is ringing over here, that is very distracting.
That's okay.
But anyway, the next thing is website automation. Okay, so website automation, if you're on your website and you have landing pages that are on your website, again, these are landing pages that you create. Now, Jill, what is a landing page? Because a lot of people are probably asking questions like that. What he's talking landing pages, but what is a landing page?
Well, landing pages are used when, say, you want to target a certain service. So, say, like for ours, we wanted to promote our SEO service. So what we would do is create a landing page that then we could link people to specifically, so they go from an article we may post on Facebook discussing it directly to this page where they can get information.
Right. So landing pages are critically important for your business. And then automating that with your CRM. So mm-hmm. so this all builds off of each other. So you have your CRM, your landing page. They opt into your website from your website. Once they opt in, then they go into the CRM. Mm-hmm. And now they're in that CRM database. And now you can start your sales cycle, and that happens.
Yeah, it's something people call lead funnels. So right. you start, you know, with a big broad thing, and then just narrow it down when you start adding them to these databases, so you can find out exactly who your core group is going to be.
Exactly. So, and a really good key thing, if you're looking at any landing page automation or any landing page software, is to make sure that when you're creating your landing page, it's for one specific thing. Mm-hmm. You don't have too many links all over right. the place and where people can get confused on where they need to go and all that stuff. So you want to make sure you create the page, it's just for that.
Right.
It's if it's for SEO, it's just for SEO.
Right. The only two things you really need on it is information and a contact form.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there you go. So we talked about the CRM, we talked about website and the landing pages automation. Now let's jump into email automation a little bit. And I have three little bullets right under this, and that's link triggers, email opens, and autoresponders. So what are these things? I mean, people get confused, mm-hmm. you know, when geeks start talking about all these
right.
things. For us, it's like second nature, but mm-hmm. to everybody, it's like, what the heck is that?
Yep, it's the geek speak.
It's the geek speak. So let's break down this geek speak. Let's break down the email automation. So for example, there are softwares like MailChimp,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people use MailChimp,
oh, yeah.
really good. Mm-hmm. Over the years, MailChimp has really evolved. You know, they came a long way. They were just an email marketing platform. Then they went into
They do landing pages. They do marketing funnels. They do a wide array of things, and they start as free.
Exactly.
So it's a good place to start. If you want to start your own email campaign, they have great free stuff on there. So start free. You need to go advanced. It's actually pretty affordable to do that too.
That's right. Yeah. And see, so that's the tips that we're giving you. We're starting off at free. You guys, you can use free. Free is good.
Mm-hmm.
Free is excellent.
Free's always good.
You can't be free.
Nope.
Black Friday, I mean, Cyber Monday, they didn't have anything free.
Nope.
Yeah, I was looking for a TV. I couldn't even find that free.
How dare they?
How dare they do that? But anyway, so email automation, link triggers. Okay, let me tell you what link triggers are. So if you send out an email, and in that link there you can create a link in your email, mm-hmm. just a regular link in your email, and based on if someone clicks on that link, it triggers another action to happen. So it can really trigger cool. off an email to go out based on if they click on a link. So for example, if we send out an email to all of our customers, and we have something that says SEO, then we have website, then we have social media. What are you guys interested in? You know, and mm-hmm. we create links for those. They click on that link, then we know that these people are interested in social media.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what's going to happen is it triggers a series of emails that go out after that,
mm-hmm.
based on what they clicked on.
Yeah, this thing does all the work for you.
It does. It does every single thing for you, so you don't even have to worry about it. I mean, it's automation. And I'm telling you, the place to start is MailChimp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I think that's a great yep. software for a company that's just coming up.
What you get for free is worth it. I mean, you yeah. can go to a different service who has all the same bells and whistles, but it's not going to be free.
That's right. Yeah. So start there. The next thing is email open. So these are just like triggers in the platform. So if someone opens the email, you can tell who opened the email. You can tell when they opened the email,
mm-hmm.
what type of email client they were using.
How long they stayed on the page
and how many times they opened the mm-hmm. email. And then when that happens, you can also trigger off another series of events to happen. So that's all automation and what we're talking about. And the other thing is autoresponders. You guys may have seen this before. This is just like you're going on vacation
mm-hmm.
and you put on your out of office.
Yep.
Yeah, so you you're doing this for your business. So what happens is someone sends an email, and you can have a series of emails that have already been written.
Mm-hmm.
And once they send that email, it triggers off this series of emails that are pertaining to a specific topic
yep.
for that individual.
Yep.
It's all automated.
It's all automated. It's so easy. It makes life so much easier for people
magic.
Like us.
It's like magic. It's like magic. It just happens.
It does.
Yeah. I love it. I love automation. If you know.
Those AI programmers out there.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So the fourth thing I wanted to talk about which is, I'm not going to hit you, Jill. I'm not going
to
hit you.
I'm not hitting you. I'm trying to see.
Okay, okay, here you go. Here you go. She did the Vanna White, you know, the Vanna White. There you go. All right. So, social media automation. Now, this is Jill's wheelhouse. This is her. She's the maven of social media. She is like the goddess of social media. So,
you know, they always say, he's like, oh, you don't get anything from spending that much time on social media. I get paid.
You get paid to be on social media.
Facebook all
day. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's beautiful. I love it. I mean, that's wonderful. You can't beat it. So we have social media platforms that help with automation. Hmm. One, there's two that come to mind. I know you use Hootsuite a lot. Hootsuite is a great platform to use. You can schedule stuff. You can automate posts to go out. You can do all that.
Yep, it's great.
I love it. And then the next one is called MeetEdgar. MeetEdgar is a newer software that, you know, that just came out. But they are both great tools that you can use, that you can just automate your social media. But guess what? If you get too far into it, you could confuse yourself. Yes. So get some help. You know, get some talk to Jill.
Talk to me.
She can help
you
out.
To you for
I mean,
free.
She will let you know how to set this stuff up and get it working so your social media is just kicking and popping and flowing and looks good and is professional.
It is.
And branded.
And you don't have to think about it. Like, say you want, like, okay, one of my things I do, Monday is when I plan out what I'm going to post every day for my social media clients. Plan it out, get it set up, and you leave it. It's done.
It's done. You don't have to worry about it. Just look at all the comments, all the likes, all the shares that are coming in, that are rolling in, and you get your metrics and all that. So, you get
feedback on what people are looking at, how popular your posts are. You know, if you use hashtags, how popular they were, if they were on trend. It's like, it gives you so much stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
it starts free, too.
And it's free. Mm-hmm. There we go with that word again. Free.
Free.
That's a beautiful word. So I wanted to now talk a little bit about Slack. And Slack is a tool that this helps me out. This is tied into a scenario that I have right here that I have working like right now at this juncture. So we have a customer, right? And this customer said they wanted to be notified when things come in, when things happen on their website. They want to be notified when things are happening. So what happens is someone goes to their website, they create an order. When the order comes in, it goes into their CRM, okay? And then from their CRM, it ties into their website with their CRM, right? Then, here we go. Then you get the email, right? We're following our own process. They get the email. That ties in a little bit. They can share some stuff on social media if they want to. Mm-hmm. But this is an e-commerce site. So what happens is e-commerce is when people actually make a transaction online. Mm-hmm. You know, they're buying something online.
So and Amazon, you know.
Amazon,
e-commerce.
Yep, yep,
in case you
stuff.
Need clarification.
There you go. And then once that happens, then they get notified on their phone with Slack. So Slack is a platform, a communication platform where you could communicate with
people. It's usually most used for inner office kind of things, so, you know, teams and projects and stuff that way.
Yep.
So it's basically, you know, if you're old school, think AIM group chat for offices.
There you go. And then you don't have to get, you know, if you're exchanging these messages, you could easily search for it. Mm-hmm. It's not like lost in the shuffle in email.
Right.
Because in email, you know, stuff can get lost. So, but anyway, they're notified on their phone. They see they got an order that came in. They pick it up. They call the customer. That's the only manual part of it. Which is great.
Yep.
They still call the customer. They talk to them.
You can set that up as AI too.
You can set that up as AI. They're old school, so they want to talk to them. They talk to them, and then what happens after that is once that order is shipped out and everything, then they get some more emails. They hit a flag and say, hey, this order's been shipped out, and once that order's been shipped out, they send out another set of series of emails that say, hey, thank you for being a customer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All automated. They don't even have to lift. They had three people doing this process. Zero people. Now, the only person needs to make the phone calls. Mm-hmm. Other than that, automation, marketing automation is what you need to make sure that you implement in your business today. I mean, it is phenomenal. It will help you out. It'll help you to save a lot of money. a lot of time.
Yep.
And a lot of resources.
Yep.
So make sure that you're looking at marketing automation.
Oh,
and
hey, Ruth. Ruth has set up her MailChimp account.
Hey, Ruth.
You did that just now?
That's MailChimp. Awesome. High five. Look, man, we got folks like Ruth that jump on, and she's implementing stuff like immediately. This is what we're talking about.
This is a testimony to the fact that we give you good information, and you can implement it right away. Look,
there you go.
We've been on the air for, what, 18 minutes?
Yeah.
And one person's life's already changed.
There you go.
So,
we change lives, guys. That's what we're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. We're trying to make your marketing better.
We will make you a geek as well.
Yeah. Come over to the geek side. Come over here. What do we have? We have cookies? You know I'm like a squirrel. So you don't have any.
I'll bring some next time.
Okay. Yeah, next week we're going to have some cookies. We're going to eat some cookies. I wish, you know what I wish?
We'll eat them on air and make everybody jealous.
Yeah, make you guys hungry. You know what? I should have brought that turkey leg from leftover.
And not a turkey leg on there. Nom, 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 nom.
Leftover from Thanksgiving. I should have did that, but never mind. We won't do that. But guys, thank you. I mean, Jill, marketing automation, how important is this for small businesses?
Oh, it's so important, especially for small businesses, because instead of having to hire, you know, like your example, having three people do one system, you'll save yourself. I mean, I don't want people out of a job. We want people to still have work. But if you need to hire an extra person to do something that AI can do, I mean, you can save yourself a lot of money, especially if you can use the free service, or even if you want to go premium and pay. I mean, some of the premium stuff starts at like $20 a month. I mean, that's still really affordable.
Right.
So it's important. You're on a budget. You want to maximize your presence online. You want to maximize your customer outreach. AI is just critical.
It's the way to go. You cannot beat it. I'm telling you, if you start with just small incremental changes, little things that you're implementing like Ruth just did for her business, and making sure your customers are taken care of, you're going to be in a much better place than you would have wanted to be in if you don't implement something like marketing automation.
And as we always say, your success is our success.
Exactly.
So good job, Ruth. Good job. Anybody else who's going to go through, set up your MailChimp, your Hootsuite, you know, anything that you think you can use that we've suggested, do it. Let us know how it goes for you. If you need any help, reach out. We can always give you tips on how to make it easier.
Definitely. And so what we're going to do is, I know we talked about a ton of things today. What we're going to do is I'm going to post this out on the blog. We're going to post it out on the blog, and I'm going to have some links to some of these software, some of the softwares we talked about, so that you guys could go out there and just look at them. And
I'll even put some in the comments. In the comments when we post the video on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'll put some links there too. So just,
perfect. That'll be great. In the comments down there. Leave a comment for us. We like to hear from you guys. If you have questions, any kind of question, just
or anything you want to know, like if you have something that you're eager to learn about, you know, if you want us to talk about something in particular, let us know. We'll plan a whole Geek Speak around that.
There you go. Yeah. So look, we're excited. This is episode 9 of Geek Speak. We're excited about that.
Woo!
We're almost in double digits.
I know.
Oh man, this is gonna be great. We need to do something special for episode 10.
Okay.
I will think about it.
Maybe. 10 drummers drumming.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Or yeah. Yeah, I like it. Something like that. It's going to be great. So, hey, we look forward to next week. Thank you guys for joining us on Geek Speak. We appreciate it. See you guys. Take care.
Bye.